In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while it's often said we're experiencing an epidemic of loneliness in this country, people can also find themselves constantly assailed by others to settle the thoughts. There's a lot to be said for a spell of aloneness. Do people value that? And in the modern world, is it possible to do that? Henry McKean went to find out.
I went to town taking photographs on my own.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that now. That's about the only time that I'm isolated.
So are you a professional photographer or an amateur photographer?
Just an amateur, I don't want to call it. I'm in a camera club.
And what do you take? What pictures do you take?
Well, I like a bit of street photography, but I also do the traffic light boxes all over the country, taking them.
So you like taking photographs of traffic lights?
The boxes. The art on the boxes, you know, street art.
You like that?
Yeah.
Had me a long time. I'd just go to places that I like to go to relax. Like, I'd go on walks or go up to Glendalough up there, go on long drives. Like, just do me time.
So you like a long drive to Glendalough?
Yeah, I do. I get to think.
And what do you like to do on your own?
Go to the gym.
Getting out with the dog.
Just get out with the dog.
Yeah.
I love time on my own.
Why do you like time on your own?
Oh, it's just a chance to, you know, get peace and recharge and not be asked to do a thousand things by different people, you know. It's just relaxing.
And what do you do on your own?
What do I do on my own? Most of the time I would do a little bit of yoga, reading, sometimes television, but it's mostly reading or crossword puzzles.
So you like a crossword?
Yeah, I do. I like a crossword. Yeah. Keeps me brain active.
And I interrupted you. I know they're doing some demolition behind us because this country keeps moving forward. So even on our alone time, we can't have peace, can we?
No, you can't. There's always noise. Although where I live, it's very quiet. You know, you can get peaceful time on your own. Plus, I'm actually slightly deaf, so it helps that I don't hear all the background noise.
So you can't hear that banging behind?
I can't hear that, no. But it doesn't bother me. I can block it out.
What do you get up to on your own?
I go for walks, and I'm coming down to the Omni now to have a cup of tea. I take my dog for a walk, but I work as well 3 days a week.
So you're here at the Omni Park Shopping Centre on your own?
I am.
Just enjoying your own peaceful
time? Just enjoying
my own peace. And then I come along and interrupt you?
Yes. Oh, that's okay.
So you'll have a cup of tea?
Yes, I have a cup of tea. Then I might get a bit of shopping. And then I probably have to go to the vet then with the dog.
And do you enjoy being on your own, or do you feel lonely?
No, I don't feel lonely at all. Well, I like being on my own because I'm out working 3 days a week and I'm meeting people. You know, I'm a carer and talking to them. But then I like to be on my own and not talk to them.
So you like that zen?
I love that then.
And what sort of tea will you have? What sort of tea bag will it be?
What kind of a tea bag?
Would you be Barry's or Lion's?
Oh, I drink decaffeinated. It's cheapest.
You like decaffeinated?
Yeah, I drink decaffeinated.
You don't get a hit from it?
No,
you don't get a caffeine hit?
No, I don't. I like green tea as well. I like drinking a lot of green tea.
Well, I love being on my own. I spend half the day on my own and my dog.
Half the day?
About half the day, yeah. My wife works, so I'm at home and I'm retired, recovering from surgery. And I find spending time alone now is good for my head and good for my mental health. And playing with the dog and taking him out for a walk and... You know, it's good for chilling out and get off the phone and get off the internet and get off everything and just a good bit of headspace.
So you walk the dog, you do some chores, you go for a walk without the dog even and just chill.
Yeah, well, if I'm going for a walk, I have to bring the dog, I'm afraid. He insists on coming all the time.
Hello, and it's a beautiful terrier.
Yeah.
And he knows that we're talking about him.
Yeah, we rescued him, so...
And where did you rescue him from?
Our veterinary, actually, we'd lost a dog. We'd had dogs for years, but the last dog we lost, we swore we'd never replace him. So our vet rang us and asked us, would we foster this guy? Just for a couple of weeks till they found a home. And, of course, We had him for the 2 weeks, so there's no way he was going back, you know. He was only 3 months old, so he was a lovely little fella, you know.
So even though you're on your own, you have the companionship of this beautiful animal.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That helps.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, now Alone is an organisation which is an amazing charity. But I do cherish some moments where I'm not alone, but alone in myself, in my head, to contemplate life.
Do you like contemplating life?
If I need company, I can seek it.
And at the moment, you're making yourself a rolly of tobacco and you're just going to chill out and just take in the world.
Yeah, and my mother's back inside, so this is a few minutes alone.
Well, I grew up an only child, so I actually sort of developed well in my own company, or so I thought. And then, ever since COVID, you know, when we were locked in, I definitely, like, I enjoy my own space, you know. It can be 50-50, but I think, you know, we need to be closer together as a people, because I think, especially, like, phones and stuff like that, I think people just keep to really tend to themselves nowadays, you know. So I think we need each other a bit more, especially in this climate.
And perhaps they're using their phones as company, as a companion.
Yeah, you see it. Yeah, people just there scroomdowling and all this type of stuff. Yeah, and they're living their whole things on Instagram and TikTok, and that's their whole, you know, existence, and that's who their friends are, and that is their company. You know what I mean? But it's not real company at all, is it really?
You grew up as an only child. What was that like?
I had loads of cousins, so, like, I was never short of friends or anything, you know. But, yeah, I sort of had them, you know, I sort of had to manage and make a little few imaginary friends, and I have little brothers and sisters. I've been sort of delving into that lately and seeing how it does affect, you know. It can be very effective, and especially during, you know, COVID and stuff like that, I sort of had to look back and realise how much that type of thing can affect you, like, mentally especially, you know.
I was in the house and I with my wife, and then I came down to get some stuff sorted in the bank.
Is it nice to be away from the wife? I don't mean it like that, but I mean, is it nice to have?
Yeah, of course it is. It's nice to get out and about. Yeah.
And do you get to spend much time on your own, or are you always with your wife?
No, I get enough time on my own. Yeah.
Tell me about spending time on your own.
Just reminisce over old days and old things that we did and all. You know, just appreciate everything that we have. And appreciate the health that I have. And basically that's it, you know.
So you look back at the good times?
I look back at the good times all the time. Don't see negatives. Only
you see happiness.
Only see positives. Positives all the time, you know.
And yourself, how old are you?
I'm 77.
So you're still pretty young, but you've a great life.
I admire your courage for saying it. Yeah, not bad. 6 kids and 15 grandkids.
Wow, so you're busy.
Just very busy, yeah, yeah.
And a busy life.
Thank God I have it to work all my life, yeah. I have it to work up a few years ago.
So
everything is good.
Into your 70s and you kept working?
Absolutely.
And you've only retired recently?
COVID.
So COVID.
COVID ruined everything, basically, for everybody, you know. But we bounced back. I love football. I go to watch grandchildren and all playing football.
You love that?
Love it. Spent my life playing football.
But you still love to be on your own.
Oh, I still like a perfect amount of time to be on my own, yeah, to reflect. I love to reflect. And we're not what you call rich. We're just ordinary people, pensioners. But what we have is lovely, you know, just to be in your own home. I see what's going on around us, as you know. And when you look back on that, if you can't appreciate that, then there's something wrong. You know, there's something wrong with your attitude, something wrong with people's attitude. If they can't appreciate what they have, because if they can't appreciate what they have, what can they appreciate?
You're young. Do you prefer to be on your own, or do you want to be around friends?
I think around friends more of the time. It's handier to be social, and then kind of when you're alone, you're thinking a bit more. It's nicer to be out with friends and having a bit of crack, I think.
Well, I talk to myself. That's one thing I do. I say, to do this, I have to do that tomorrow or whatever.
And would you speak out loud to yourself, or
sometimes,
inside your head, or both?
Or I could be looking for my keys at home and it's like, God, where did I put them? Did I leave them in the drawer already in the bedroom? Do you know what I mean?
Be a bit like mixed with that. Doing that, talking
to
yourself?
It's part of normality. I think it's normal. If you didn't do that, and it's good to answer yourself back, because then you kind of remind yourself, oh, I left them there or something. Do you know that way?
I would talk to myself too, and I don't think it's a sign of madness. I think
it's a normal thing. It's
helpful.
A human thing. Yeah.
And let's say today, for example, did you have any alone time?
I did this morning, I did, yes.
What did you do?
I had a shower. I washed my hair, I dried it. I fed the cats. I put the bins out. I had my breakfast.
And just you?
Just me.
And did you like it? It was great.
Oh, I loved it. Can't peace. Can't buy peace.
You love
peace.
Oh,
I love peace.
No
yeah.
one around.
Nobody around. Only the cats.
And the cats, do they keep you company?
They do sometimes, yeah. But even if they weren't there, I'd be happy on my own.
And cats, even though I love them, they can be quite selfish.
Oh, they can, yeah. Do you want it all to yourself? But sometimes it's good to be on your own because you won't fall out with yourself. That's what I just say.
You don't fall out with yourself?
No, no, never. That's what I'm saying. Like, well, if you're someone there and you're going to fall out with somebody, it's better to be on your own and fall out with yourself. Do you know what I mean? Or not fall out with yourself, I mean.
And do we crowd each other? Is it nice just to be on our own, away from crowds?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you could be in a crowd and be on your own, or you could be on your own and still on your own. Do you know what I mean? So it's like a bit of psychology, I suppose, you know?
I'm Dr. Karen Ward. And as a psychotherapist over many, many years, a lot of people have come into the clinic and they ask me, is it okay to be alone? Is it okay to want time to be by myself? And the answer is yes. In fact, if anything, I and my colleagues would often advocate, look, we all as humans need a bit of quiet time. Time to just be, time to rest, not just our busy minds, but also to look around us, to be in nature, to let our bodies as well as our minds and even our souls take a well-deserved break. Now, some of us prefer alone time than others. That's fine. Different folks, different strokes. But it is important to carve out a little bit of time for yourself. And that might be active, such as taking a walk with the dogs and going for a swim on the beach once it's safe. Or it might be that you prefer more passive. You might be reading a book. You could be counting the flowers in the wallpaper. Do I like quiet time? I absolutely do. In fact, my husband and I often say we're two lone wolves living together.
Henry McKean reporting there. Someone texted in to say, hang on. That woman talks to herself when she has cats to talk to. Indeed, and cats are such great conversationalists.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.